Blackstone presents Watch My Smoke by Eric Dickerson with Greg Hanlon. This book is read by Eric Dickerson. Preface. Bob Irsay staggered his drunk ass over to me and some of my Colts teammates. It was 1990 or 1991, and we were at the Christmas party he used to hold every year in his barn. Nobody ever wanted to go. Everybody knew Irsay, the Colts owner, was a mean old alcoholic. We all had the feeling he was showing us off, as if he was saying, "Look at these big black bucks I have working for me." I was standing with wide receiver Clarence Verdan and a couple of other guys when Irsay came over. His eyes were glassy. He was surrounded by two guys we called his handlers. They followed him around everywhere to make sure he didn't say anything stupid that would get him into trouble. This time, they failed. Irsay told us he had a joke. "You got a kike, you got a wetback, and you got a nigger." I didn't miss a beat. I'd known people like Irsay my whole life. My mom, Viola Dickerson, told me from early age the country was full of them. "Fuck that," I said. The handlers tried to whisk Irsay away. "Bob, let's go. Let's go," Irsay snapped to his senses and began apologizing to us. I repeated, "No, fuck that," and I left that stupid party. People wonder how black athletes making millions of dollars can still feel used. People see us and think we're on top of the world, that somehow the racism that this country was founded on doesn't apply to us. Sometimes you can even convince yourself this is true. And then a guy like Bob Irsay walks up to you and your teammates, guys who beat the odds, guys who overcame obstacles most people can't even imagine, and basically call you a bunch of niggers. The next day at the team facility, some management types called us into the office room, trying to smooth things over. They told me Bob Irsay was joking, that he's not a racist, that you know how he gets when he drinks. Yeah, I told them. I wasn't stupid or born yesterday, and I resented the implication that I was. Maybe the organization was worried I was going to go public with it, but that thought didn't cross my mind. This was 3 decades ago, and if there was such thing as a woke media, it didn't exist in Indianapolis. As far as I could tell, this was the city where during a game, fans hung a banner with a racist caricature of a black baby in my number 29 jersey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?